From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, Welsh R&B. Not an oxymoron. I'm Mike Pascal.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Tuesday, May 13th, 2008. Okay, Tuesday, word association. What does Tuesday mean to you?
Prince Spaghetti Day. No, that's Wednesday. Circus Day on the old Mickey Mouse Club?
No.
Tell me.
New Music Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I have to get my head out of the old Mickey Mouse Club and into the new Bryant Park Project Club.
Exactly. And the reference to the Welsh R&B, that is a reference to a young lady who calls herself Duffy. She is from Wales, and she does sing R&B, and it's really awesome. I'm really excited about
this. For a second,
this.
I thought it might be a Welsh B&B, like a lovely little nook in Cardiff, right near the biggest coal port in the world. It could be lovely, but it's not.
It's not. We should do that. Yeah.
Let's book that segment, by the way.
Welsh
B&Bs. Yeah.
So we're going to talk about new stuff from Duffy, as well as a new album from Death Cab for Cutie, which is creating quite a buzz, as well as a new one by the old 97's Josh Freedom DeLock from the Washington Post will be here to break down all the new stuff with us.
Fantastic. Also coming up on the show, President Bush is headed back to the Mideast, but why and what does he hope to accomplish? Luckily, we'll have someone to help answer that question.
And there's a new documentary out that follows the lives of women in Ethiopia who suffer from something called fistula. I'd never heard of this before. This is this really horrific affliction happens to women who have really long protracted labor, and then things happen to their body, rips, tears, makes them incontinent, turns them into social pariahs. It's a really compelling film. We're going to have a conversation with the director of the film later on in the show. We'll get the day's headlines in just a minute, but first...
Nearly 12,000 people are dead and thousands more remain trapped in rubble after a massive earthquake struck central China yesterday. Officials expect the death toll to rise as state media says more than 18,000 people are buried in one city alone.
The 7.9 magnitude quake was centered in Sichuan province near the city of Chengdu, 1,000 miles southwest of Beijing. Rescue crews have been working feverishly throughout the night and into today to find survivors.
NPR's Melissa Block talked to some of the survivors in Beishuan County, one of the hardest hit areas. Here's some of her report.
I find 36-year-old Zhao Rong as she crosses a bridge into town with four children, ages 9 to 15, streaked with grime. She tells me they've walked about 20 miles from their town. Incredibly, she's wearing black heels, muddy from the journey. They've come with just the clothes on their backs.
So actually, they have lost everything. So actually, they have nothing now.
I see your hand is swollen.
Okay.
So because
of lots of injuries, even serious injuries. They do not have enough medicine and medical staff.
And it's not just her injury. One of the young boys has a badly bruised and puffy eye. He was hurt when he escaped from his school as the quake hit.
But not all children escaped alive. Yesterday, Block reported from a middle school that had collapsed. She described the scene where anxious parents waited as young bodies were pulled from the wreckage.
After family members identify a body, they cover the child in plastic and take him or her under shelters where they've set up shrines for their dead. And they gather around in mourning. Some light red candles and incense. Some burn paper money to send their child into the afterlife. Tonight, there were dozens upon dozens of families going through this same grim ritual, their heads bowed in unspeakable pain as they sat vigil over small, lifeless forms. Many of these young victims would have been their parents' only children. And in row after row, their parents sat huddled through the rainy night, keeping watch one last time over their babies.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.